Blog Talk Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome to Shredding Metal Beast. This is our seventh show with your host, Baron Craze. Now, this is gaining attention with the fans and the band, so that's good. Now, just let everybody know, this is a free show, so the music played on here, the bands have given me permission to play. Now, there won't be any Anthrax, there's no going to be no Slayer or Overkill, because I don't have permission to play it. Besides, they're getting a lot of airplay on their own, so let's try to keep this a more sensible show. So what do we got tonight? Well, we're going to have some metal. What kind? We got power, we got death, and we got the black metal. We got hard rock, some gothic music. And this show's going to have strong language, but you probably fucking knew that already. Now, this is, again, a free show. We got two call-in interviews tonight. First up, about 11:30, we're looking for Joel from 7 Train will be calling in. And then hopefully around about 12:15 in the morning, believe it or not, we're going to have Charlie J.J. Cougar of Devil's Music. It's a record label. I hear they are looking for bands to join their roster. So if you're a listener and you've got a band that's metal, that'd be something to be important to look at. So first off, we got here a happy birthday wishes to a show, a fan, a composer of horror films, and the director of a short film called Yellow, Semi Tyrene. Happy birthday, pal. Hope you're enjoying it and you're drinking. Now, one other thing. Hope everybody's got their drinks on tonight because we have a new game that we play on this show. Every time I say the word Facebook, everybody takes a shot or a swig or a sip of their favorite drink they got in front of them. I've got a six-pack of beer, and I'm ready to go. So let's get the first second started. Going to start off with Crown of Earth with the song Born Again Warrior. We'll be right back. All right, everybody, welcome back. That was our first segment of the show, and we started off with Crown of Earth. The song was called Born Again Warrior. And here we begin our Facebook game. Yes, that's right. You can find them on Facebook, Crown Period of Period Earth. Also, at the main website is crownofearth.com. Now, this is very important for everybody. I want you to buy this track and the future album, as a portion of the proceeds will be going to veterans. Think about it. After all, they give us the freedoms with their bravery and their guts so we can all enjoy our freedoms to thrash through our metal music. I believe it benefits the Philadelphia Veterans House. That's what I read on their main website. Also, a couple of people did tweet me here. If you want to do that during the show, that is always at Barrett_Craze on Twitter. A couple of people said at the beginning of the song it sounded a bit like a Slayer tune, so some people thought I had gotten some hold of some Slayer tracks. Nope, sorry, that is just Crown of Earth. By the way, normally I give out the tour dates near the end of the show. This one's going to be special. Crown of Earth is playing with the Bottom of the Lake with Disturbing Daisy at the North Star Bar in Philadelphia, PA on September 27th at 9 p.m. You want to go to the show, you got to be 21 or over. Sorry, I didn't make up the rules, I just report them. Next up is Reactor. The song was called Open the Bottles, and you know what that means, folks. It was a nice drinking song, by the way. So that's at Facebook. You can find them at Reactory. And I'll just spell for everybody so that you can find it. It's R-E-A-C-T-O-R-Y. Yes, I've already started drinking, and yet I can still read my stuff here. Next, you can find them also on their main website, which is, of course, the name of the band, dashthrash.com. Or you can find their on their label page, which is from Iron Shield Records, which is ironshieldrecords.de. Just announcement on that band. They are going to be playing the Wolfsburg Break Your Neck number 8 in 2015. I know you're saying, well, that's way in advance. Hey, it's a nice piece of information to give out. Next up was Chris Violence. Song was American Ripper. He'll be live on this show on the September 30th one, so definitely check that out. Of course, you can find him on Facebook under Chris Violence. Also, his main website is chrisviolence.com. And, of course, look him up on Twitter. Follow him. It's Chris_Violence. Then we had Vivid Remorse with Involution. Again, yeah, that's right, Facebook. Oh, wow, we seem to have a caller on the line. Let's see here. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, who is this?
This is Eric Horton from 7Train.
Oh, okay. Calling right about on time. I'm a little late. Sorry about that.
All right.
So, yes. Sorry about that. I'm still getting used to the switchboard here. It's nice
that's
when you're,
okay.
You're drinking on the job. It's nice when your boss
that's
lets
right.
You drink on the job. So it's still fun. All right.
Yeah,
so,
I
you're with the band. You still there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
All right. I'm sorry. It gets a little funky with Block Talk Radio at times.
That's okay.
So you're with the band. Okay. You're with the band 7Train. Now, for our understanding,
that's
this
correct.
Is not your first band. Is that correct?
This is not my first band. No, it's not.
Okay.
Matter of fact, it's no. It's everyone in the band. It's no one's first band.
Okay. All right. So obviously not your first step of success either then.
No. You know, basically the bass player Dino was in a band called Tourniquet. Joel, the drummer, Joel Matoso, was in 24/7 Spies for years, and then I had a bit of a stint with Cage for a while. So we come from different backgrounds, and you know, right now I'm pretty impressed with the response that this band 7Train's getting.
Yes, I've heard about a lot of feedback, a lot of reviews, a lot of people are talking about your band. Now, can you introduce your band? I mean, because some of the listeners probably don't know a lot about it because it's not exactly, it's not exactly metal, right?
No. You know, a lot of people have been referring to it as blues metal. It's basically, it's just a collage of of all of our influences. You know, there's some guys in the band that are heavily influenced by the 70s rocks. You got your Zeppelin, Deep Purple guys. You got me. I'm a big Maiden, Judas fan. You know, Jeff, the other guitar player, Jeff Parremba. He's got a real great 70s vibe. He's also got, you know, he's just an amazing guitar player. And then, of course, you got Joel and Dino, the bass player and drummer. They've got a great groove. They're way into funk, but they're way into, like, hardcore metal. So it's out comes this thing that's got a 70s groovy modern metal funk vibe. And it, to me, it just sounds like a Zeppelin on steroids at times with a bit of Black Label Society. But everyone has their own take on it.
Well, no, I mean, I actually like it. It's a great variation of music. It's not just, I mean, I personally hate labels, but I like how yours kind of, you know, ricochets all over the place, but yet still going in a positive, straightforward, you know, direction.
Well, you know, when we're writing this stuff, we basically just wrote stuff. We've been around a while, so we're like, you know, let's get in the room, let's come up with stuff that we like. And if we like it, we feel that other people like it because I like bands that millions of people like. So it's not like I'm way off the radar here. So we just really just wanted to focus on the songs. If it was a mellow song, so be it. It's a mellow song. If it's a heavier song, so be it. It's a heavier song. And we're good enough to be able to spread our wings a little bit and hopefully do well across the board, not just focus on, you know, like acoustic rock or full-on metal.
Okay. Now, from my understanding, you've had a very interesting upbringing in music, more of a sound at music theory base. Is that correct?
Yeah, I actually as educated a little bit, but I think who you're referring to is Joel. He's one of these guys that graduated, I think, from like the Yamaha School of Music or something. He told me like he's eight. He was fortunate enough to have great parents who fostered his pursuit of music on drums and drove him all over. It would take him to L.A. to, to do auditions for some very popular bands. So he's kind of he's good, and to a point where sometimes it's annoying.
That's interesting. You're saying that about one of your bandmates. Okay. That seems to be a common theme on this show. Everybody seems to set up one of their bandmates. I don't know if that's good or
bad. Funny. It's good, but it's like, you know, I'll sit there and I'll watch him work with the singer and stuff on something. Like, I could tell when John's kind of having a hard time, and Joel's like, Joel's patient if he'll just sit there and let John kind of go through his exercise and come to where exactly where Joel's probably thinking 5 minutes before then. You know, it's a fun band. I mean, we've all been around the block a little bit, and you know, we're all there. You know, we understand that all the parts that create the sum is better than us as individuals, and we're not out there looking, you know, to reinvent the wheel. We just want to do what we do, and we want to do it really good. You know, right now we're starting writing the second album here in about 2 weeks, because we want to get an album out early next year. And so this is where, for me, the real fun comes in is the creative part and seeing where the song goes. And I'm a firm believer that a real artist, the song's already in your head. And when you sit down with someone, the song's already there. You just kind of have to mine that thing out and finish it and polish it and make it pretty and all that stuff. So I really look forward to that. And then the recording phase, that's just, you know, it's just getting the right performance down. And so that's what we're heading into. You know, we got some great shows coming up. I'm really excited. We're playing with Jakey Lee's new band, Red Dragon Cartel, on November 21st out here. Big influence on me. I loved his playing. I loved his stuff in Badlands, which you probably hear all over the 7-Train album. And so between shows and writing and recording, we're going to be pretty busy here.
Okay. Wait a minute. We got a direct message here on Twitter for you, so let me try to figure out what the hell this person's trying to type to me.
Okay.
You know, I really would love the listeners to type it in English, or at least put all the words in the sentence. Okay, basically, I think they're asking here, what, if any, song would you like to cover of a band, and why?
The one song I've always wanted to play in a band cover, it's my all-time favorite band, Revelations by Iron Maiden, because when I was a measly little 13-year-old, I was at the World Slavery Tour, and it just floored me, the power in that song. Always loved it. So that would definitely be something that I personally would like to cover.
Okay. What do you think as a band, though, think about all your bandmates there, what do you think they would all want to cover?
Oh, well, that's a good question. That could be anything from Earth, Wind, and Fire to Pantera. I think we would probably honestly do really good would be at maybe some old Kansas, maybe a King's X song. I think as a whole, we would probably really nail one of those songs down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I always ask this next question. I always ask this of all the guests I have on the show. And, of course, we only had 7 shows, and we're starting to get more guests. But, you know, I got to have one of those base questions. What band or music influenced you at first? I mean, got you kind of going the metal direction, if you would.
Well, the first band that kind of gave me the goosebumps, you know, that motivated me to pick up the guitar was The Who. Who's Next? I had my Uncle George had that amazing keyboard player, and I heard that album. I was just a little guy, but it floored me, the power and the energy behind that album, the writing, the message. Roger Daltrey's just big, huge rock voice. It was just amazing. That's for me personally. That was a very turning point, you know, towards music for me. As far as guitar, you know, I was a big fan of, like I said, J.K. Lee, John Sykes, Gary Moore, Lynch, those types of guys. I was kind of into Van Halen and Randy Rhoads, but you know, everyone was so into that. I kind of was gravitated towards these other guys I thought were doing something really cool.
Okay. All right, so you didn't stick in the mainstream. You kind of, you know, again, you found your own path, which is cool.
Well, you like now, what you like, you know.
Oh, yeah. I definitely understand that. I mean, I always share with, you know, people say what, you know, for myself, how did I get started? Friend gives me, well, you know, I think it was a tape then, of course, you know. So here's a tape of, I think it was Watt. And then another guy goes, F Wasp. Here's a band called Death. I was like, okay. So you go from Wasp to Death in a matter of a weekend. And you're going,
right.
I like Death.
Death was good. Death was.
Yeah,
they were
right.
A good band. Yeah, no, I just said they were a good band. I remember just getting punched in the face by some bands. I mean, it's just like, I don't know, you know, like the first time, you know, I heard Judas or the first time I heard, you know, Pantera, you're like, holy shit, what is that? You know, it's just so instantly good, just right out of the gate, you know, and it's something I think anyone that's really true to being an artist, you know, writing music, you want to kind of create that energy and tension and if you can get to that, I mean, that's a special thing.
Okay. So off your current album, what is your favorite track and why?
Oh, my favorite track, as of right now, I'm really enjoying playing Never. Live, that seems to go over really good. It's got a lot of energy. I like the intro. I know a couple guys in the band really like Change, but for me, right now, this last gig, we just played with Puddle of Mud. Never. I just really like that song a lot right now.
Okay. Well, we're about to wrap up your interview here. How can the fans find out about your music?
Oh, well, they can go to Facebook, 7 Train Band on Facebook. They go find us on Reverb Nation. Look 7 Train up there. Our album's for sale on Amazon and iTunes and CD Baby. all those places, and they can download it and enjoy it. And any questions, if they want to hit us up on Facebook, you know, we answer everyone's questions as soon as we can, and just like to get as much feedback as we can from people.
Okay. Well, as we're about to sign off with you, I'll let you know that I'm going to be playing a track of yours next. Fortunately, it's not the one that you find to be the favorite. It's the one your bandmates seem to like the most. It's going to be the song Change.
Excellent.
All right. I thank you for calling in. You have a good night, and start drinking, because I'm done drinking now.
All right. Thanks All for
right.
having me, buddy.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So that was 7 Train, and everybody now knows where to find out the music. Getting ready to play the next segment here. But before I do want to round up with those other bands that played in the first segment. I'm sorry that I'm a little slow back there, but I wanted to give some information about Crown of Earth and what they do for the veterans, and I think it's very important. Just to let people know that Shredding Metal Beast all supports the veterans, and one of the groups I support is the Wounded Warrior Project. So the other two bands was Cast of Fate, which was the song Game Over. And again, yes, that's right. Find them on Facebook at Castro Fate. And then it was Eye of the Enemy with Violent Rapture. And again, that's right. You find them on Facebook at Eye of the Enemy Band. Just also note there for people, I know this is going to sound like a crazy statement, but I know somebody in Australia, so I'm doing this for them. Eye of the Enemy is playing with Malice's Wakes and the Cryptic Abyss on September 20th in Collingswood, Australia. Just something I'm doing for a friend out there who's out in Australia. So with that, if you're keeping up to our Facebook game, you're up to either 6 sips of whiskey or 6 shots, or you're doing about half a beer by now. So let's get ready for segment 2. After this, I've already got the confirmation that Charlie J.J. Cougar of Devil's Music will be calling in around our 12:15 a.m. slot. So here we go.
Broken by propaganda, who's telling who what you do, what you please. should have killed 400 or 500 people, then I would have felt better. Then I felt like I really offered society something. We'll be right back.
Anyone there? Hey, is anyone there?
Okay. Seems we're having difficulty. I just got a text in, tweet in that something went wrong there on Blog Talk. Not too sure what exactly happened. Hopefully the caller will call back in. I do apologize. Seems that Blog Talk Radio was giving a few difficulties tonight. So I'm unsure if any of what got out there. Hope our caller calls back in. Here he is again. Hello?
Hey, are you there? Hey, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Hey, man, this is Charlie, Jack Joseph Kruger from Devil's Music and The Nameless Wretch and Overdue Exorcism and a bunch of other things.
Okay. Sorry about that. We had a little trouble here on the Blog Talk Radio. The switchboard has been acting kind of bizarre tonight. So
that's okay.
I do apologize.
Better blame that than me, you know.
I'm blaming them, so don't worry. It's been doing it to me all night. This is the first call we had in also.
Okay,
so
yeah.
I don't even know if they got all the information out there tonight. So anyway, so you're from the label Devil's Music, which,
yep.
First of all, I got to say, the imagery that you guys picked is in your face, outrageous. I like it.
The music fits that. We're definitely outsiders in every meaning of that word. And so we figured, you know, classy but classless all at the same time for the art.
Okay. So there's nothing behind it that some people have already suggested that you're devil worshippers or Satanists?
No, you know what? No. No, we're not actually devil worshippers, because that would be excessive. No, we're just we're worshippers of bad taste, and we're worshippers of nasty destruction of decorum. That's what we are.
Okay. I like that. It's different. So what was the intention of the style of music that your label is seeking? I mean, you know, because like I said, I played 5 tracks from you tonight, and they're all over the place.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely. And like, you know, the other bands we've got on the label that didn't make it on and such today, well, like, you had A Gathering of None on a week or two ago, and they're on the label, and they've got a sound unlike anybody else, you know, that we've got going. And then there's, you know, there's The Nameless Wretch, which has this kind of, like, The Cure with fangs kind of sound that also isn't like anything else on the label. We're just we're aiming for music that is made by outsiders, made by people who wouldn't have a home in other places.
Okay. So is your label accepting inquiries from other bands, or are you going out and selecting them yourselves?
Well, we right now, for the rest of 2014, we're closed on submissions. We've got a full roster for the year, and we've plotted out releases and plan and times and everything for that. So right now we're not looking for anybody. I mean, that being said, you know, if Exodus shows up at the front door and says they need a label, we'll accept Exodus. but you know, we're pretty much full for right now. Come 2015, we'll be looking again. Yeah, anything from submissions to people we know. One of the things that we're really enjoying about this is that we're all sort of a family, a lumpy, ugly family, but a family nonetheless. You know, everybody in each band knows somebody from at least one of the other bands. Like, we've all kind of known each other or worked with each other or, you know, adored each other. In some capacity. So it's pretty familial, you know?
Okay. I'm curious. Now, you have Tracy Byrd on the band of A Gathering of None. Now, Tracy Byrd has, a long career with Blitzkid. How did you get him to come on to your label?
We begged. No, Tracy is one of the best guys I know. I'm going to embarrass him because I know he's listening. So I'm going to say, you know, Tracy's one of my closest friends. You know, he's a good guy. He and I have talked for a while, and, you know, his band is something that I believe in wholeheartedly. I think that a gathering of none is something that is needed in rock and roll in general, you know, and so I'm behind them 100%. And he was up for the idea, you know, and I think that our promotion has helped him. I think his promotion has helped us. And I think it's true of all the bands, really, you know, for the most part, is we've given them as much as they've given us, and hopefully we can give them more.
So are you in a band?
Yeah, I am. Right now I am, I do the Nameless Wretch. That is me. Just with a lot of instruments. So that one's me. I'm also,
no, I'm just laughing. I mean, so you,
okay.
Let me get it straight. You're in the band Nameless Wretch. And what are you basically telling us, that you're wretched, that you're the only one?
Yeah, that's, I do it. And then I'm in Overdue Exorcism, and that's me and Doug Schwanker, who was in Darrow Chemical Company, and right now he's playing bass for A Gathering of None, and so we're getting ready to try out some new ideas this upcoming, like, you know, winter season. And I've got a couple other musical irons in the fire, but nothing finalized yet.
So I can take it that Nameless Wretch is not going to be touring anytime soon, since it's just you?
Yeah. No, was thinking about putting together a live lineup, and I would love to, because I, you know, just the music is, to sound like a super wienery hippie here, like, the music is super personal to me. It really is important to me, and I would love to be able to get up on stage and kind of vomit it out at people. But putting together a live band for that right now, what with my actual schedule and everything else, is just a little bit out of my league for the moment.
Well, now wait a minute. Now, we didn't hear Nameless Wretch tonight. We'll probably hear it next week.
I can only hope.
Yes, I mean, the only reason I didn't play it tonight, and I'll tell the audience now, is the show's only got so much time in it, and you can only put so many songs together. So I could either put one of your tracks on there and bump somebody else, or actually two bands I would bump. But, no, I thought more from your label was better than just throwing your one track up there.
Definitely.
You said it was personal. You know, with the, when you say personal, you mean, the songs, I mean, do they reflect your life, or is it views? I mean, when you say personal, can you give more?
I mean, it's, you know, like all music, it's a reflection of the people who create it, you know, and it's, you know, like all art, it's just kind of this cipher for us to communicate our deeper human condition to everybody else. And so the Nameless Wretch in particular, for me, since it's literally just me sitting on a carpet playing different instruments, it's just every note is something I believe in, and every moment is something that I felt strong enough to put together. And so it's very it would be very cathartic to be able to live. It would kind of rid a lot of demons, I feel.
Well, I can understand you want to rid demons. I mean, after all, you've got a label called Devil's Music, so it kind of goes hand in hand for you.
Yeah, we are a tortured bunch.
Well, that's okay. Most artists are tortured in some way, so you're, that's what you're trying to tell us here. This is your therapy session. I get it.
Exactly. You know, that's the Devil's Music. It's funny because, you know, our artwork is really snarling and mean looking, and all the bands, you know, even some of the lighter moments with our bands are all very heavy. You know, everything about it, even though the sounds aren't uniform, everything about it is just kind of piss and vinegar, and we're all made out of roofing nails and tar. You know, we're all just real mean looking guys. But I don't know, we laugh. You know, when we're talking to each other, we're setting stuff up, or just on Facebook, whatever. You know, we're always laughing, and that's kind of a lot of the fun of this group of people right now, is that we're all able to rid so much of the anger and the hate and the fear and the discomfort in the world through our music, that we as people end up getting to laugh a lot when we're talking together.
Okay. I have a question here now. I'm getting some direct messages in here, so I'm trying to understand what some of these people are asking me. And some of them, just to let you know, playing the Facebook game that we have here on the show, where every time I say the word, everybody drinks. I do my drinking when it's just playing, so I kind of bounce it out. you've got a band called Cemetery Sex Cult.
Yes.
What the hell is that all about with that name? I mean, can you tell us anything about them?
Yeah, that is an old supergroup, and they're no longer a functioning band. They're defunct now, but we're going to be releasing the sort of compendium, this collection of all their recorded music. And that is Johnny from Dead and Wasted and from Summer's End, the guitarist, songwriter in both those bands. This was a side project he did with one of the guys from Order of the Fly.
Okay.
And so it's real, you know, real gothy influenced, but, you know, not, you know, gothy, like watches The Crow and, you know, hangs out at the mall drinking those big lemonades. Gothy, like, you know, very typo negative, very, even bordering up on him, you know, but very typo negative kind of vibe.
Okay. Also, you, there's a band called Syndrome, and it had the interesting title that I played tonight was Slit Wrist Smile. And just to note, before you comment, you also have the band Sinners. Now, I play Aristocrats and not the song Suicide Party. I was a little worried about how the audience would take, hey, I'm giving you two songs here, Suicide Party, plus Slit Your Wrist, you know, didn't want the crowd to go suicidal on me. Are you worried about that type of influence?
No, I think that art and the job of art in and of itself is to, especially outsider art, you know, extreme music of all sorts, be it grindcore all the way to avant jazz, you know, extreme music, its job is to be deviant. Music of that type exists to challenge and to push and to kind of keep your finger on the trigger. And so I think that a lot of the stuff, especially when you're talking about, you know, a group like Sinners, which is another band that is no longer around, but is populated by a lot of very close friends to the label. And we're going to be putting out this sort of in honor of collection for them. And I think it's the job of artists to make people uncomfortable. And it's the job of creators and visionaries to eschew so many of the norms and the safety nets that we build around ourselves. You know, the best art hates you when you're experiencing it, because the best art wants you to feel removed from comfort so that you have to process the imagery and the feelings that they give you, I feel at least.
No, I mean, I completely agree with that. I know artists who like to offend, and to me, the more you offend, the more I'm going to like you. So it's, maybe I'm just sick
right,
that way,
you know,
but I don't know.
Well, and it's the whole spread from, like, you know, Gigi Allen existed to voice so many of the intangible fears and hatreds of society, and he did so by being this very over the top, chaotic sort of Greek tragedy on stage. Whereas at the same time, you've got a band like Ministry, who in their prime didn't do the whole, like, defecate and, you know, be naked thing on stage, but was so violent and powerful in their own way. You know, that's the basis for Devil's music, is music that can only be described as blazingly impassioned. You know, we want a challenge, and if that means being offensive, fine. If that means being pointed and direct, fine.
Well, I would have to say that I find your music to be more creatively offensive, if you can use it that way.
That is what we hope for.
I mean, you know, it's one thing to be offensive. I've seen many bands out there do that. And then there's another thing about being creative. So if you can combine those two, that's better.
We do try.
Okay, so, well, I've got another direct message here. Oh, God, another
okay.
one. He's got to be drinking right now because he's left out three words in this sentence. If I read it now, it doesn't make any sense. I think you basically thought your label was a satanic worship site. Okay, I get it now. He wants to know, I think, the doing a cover of a band called Coven. I don't know. I'm sorry. Look, Satan loves you. Twitter out there. If you're out there, why don't you send the question back when you're sober?
Yeah, they're playing your game too hard. That's what it is.
Yeah, but we're only up on 14 times I said Facebook already, 15 times now. Damn, I'm still only on my second beer. Some of these guys got to slow down a little.
If I say the word, does everyone have to drink as well? Is that part of the game?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right, well, Facebook,
we'll
Facebook, 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 Facebook.
There you go.
You know,
see, look at all those.
I'm here to help.
Oh, that's good. Good, you're helping me drink more. My boss lets me drink on the air. It's wonderful.
if that's all we can do as a label, then you know we've done something.
So I'm curious. Now, you got on here, as you already told me, you got at least two bands that are no longer functioning, if you would. They're defunct bands. Is it
yes.
Devil's Music's job to or mission now to what? Find either bands that are together or just find all the bands that are broken apart. Which way are you guys going here now?
No, we want to be a home for things that feel lost. You know, a lot of the people who – one of the bands on the label right now, Smack City Saviors, I'm loving that them. Their music is great. They're, you know, but they have this very with their fan base. When we picked them up, we could see it immediately. They really push this sort of they are a family. They're a network. You know, they're close knit, and they look out for each other in their own way, and they become sort of this little temple for the lost in a certain milieu. And that's what, you know, and that's why one of the reasons they were so attractive to us is that that's what we are, you know. So, yeah, no, both Sinners and Cemetery Sex Cult are no longer functioning. But that said, that music is, we feel so important that it needs to not be forgotten. You know, it needs more than just a tombstone and a defunct Facebook page. It needs a final push because more than the people involved even, that music means something. And like all good art, if art is to be taken seriously, it has to be given love. And so we want that art to be remembered, and that's why we're getting behind it and pushing so hard.
Okay. Well, we're just about out of time. Could you tell the fans at least how they can find out about your website or, you know, find out, you know, about the band?
If you look us up on... Yeah, if you look us up on Facebook, we're Devil's Music. We shared the link a bunch, so we play around on the screaming page. We're in the middle of building an official like .com website, so once that is up, we'll be plastering the world with it. And each of the individual bands, you know, The Nothing is out there. Cemetery Sex Cult is on Facebook. Summer's End is on Facebook. The Nameless Wretch is on Facebook. Dead and Wasted is on Facebook. The Gathering of None is on Facebook. You know, and because, again, we're a screaming family, you find one of us, we're going to make sure you find all of us.
Well, could you at least tell us then, how can we find out about the band Syndrome? Because, I mean, I looked on Facebook and it came out really weird results.
Yeah, Syndrome, they're linked on to a bunch of our pages in like group tags and group posts. Sadly, there are apparently other bands named Syndrome as well. So if you check out our page, we're going to be putting up another post about them in a couple minutes. So that'll be live up there again for everyone to see.
Okay.
Well, and we've got a YouTube page, you know, we've got a Devil Music YouTube page with a bunch of music on it.
Okay, so that's good. So that's something else for everybody to check out and define. And I take it these bands will be touring soon, or they are in the process?
Dead and Wasted is going to be hitting the road and destroying houses left and right. Smack City Saviors is planning on burning down about half the country, I think. The Nothing is always playing around. A Gathering of None has got some plans on, you know, also taking out most of the East Coast. We have plans for destruction on the road coming up for a lot of these bands, yeah.
You know, that's good. I mean, you know, some parts of the nation need to be destroyed, and some parts you wouldn't know if it was being destroyed, like Detroit, just to say, or Flint, Michigan. You wouldn't You wouldn't know if that was being destroyed or not, because it looks the same.
Yeah, the Bears have already reclaimed half of the damn city, I mean.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, you go to destroy a certain place, you want to find a nice, nicely find a nice neighborhood with a nice Christian church in the there and, you know, lay waste to the whole thing.
But remember, for all your angry Twitter fans out there, we're not a bunch of Satanists. We're just a bunch of guys with no class.
Right. And I can understand why, though, they got the reason, you know, for the Satanists, because of the image that you guys use for the for your label. I can get that.
Right.
So I just thank you for letting everybody straight on that one. I can see how some of my fans out there went. Oh, well. I do thank you for calling in, and, I'm going to be playing more of your music in the upcoming weeks.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait to hear it, man. And thanks a bunch for having me on.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. So there we go. We had a representative from Devil's Music there. I do want to apologize. Switchboard here has been acting a little funky today, or excuse me, tonight. Into today, I guess, yes, we're a new day now. So I got a couple minutes here. I'm just going to go back and want to read those bands that just played so everybody knows it. If it went out, great. If it didn't, hey, here's your repeat. I'm going to do it nice so the people on Facebook don't have to drink more than they already drinking, because some of these tweets you people are sending me, slow down the drinking. All right, so we led it off with 7 Train. The song was Change. Then we had Soil, My Time. Again, just look it up on that site. You have Sinners with Aristocrats, Syndrome, Slip Wrist, Smile, Dead and Wasted, Devolution, AD. Then it was Cemetery, Sex Cult, Snow White. Now, we've learned that they are defunct, but damn it, the song was good enough to get it on the show here. Children of October, Desecration of Authority. You just heard there, they're going out to destroy most of the East Coast, and they're laying waste to burn down most of the country. And that's okay, since most of the country should be burned down and restarted anyway. Having said that, we're going to move into our third segment. Basically, I hope everyone's enjoying everything. Just one quick note out there. I just want to give a shout-out to the fan who got busted by authorities, who's the Exodus fan, who put up some lyrics, and some people went completely nuts on them. Just to put it out there, man, stay strong. I think you got a hell of a First Amendment case, and support the band Exodus, who sadly got pulled into all this, but I just feel sorry for the fan that he's been, you know, corrupted by society in such a way that he can't even promote a band he likes. So just to say that to that person. Just a note for Charlie J.J. Cougar of Devil's Music. He's at the band Overdue Exorcism, and you can definitely find that out on, of course, Facebook at Overdue Exorcism and also on Reverber Nation at Overdue Exorcism. All right, folks, so we're moving into the third segment, so let's get started right now, shall we? We'll be right back.
Yeah.
that was the third segment of the night. Again, I do apologize to the listeners for having any technical issues, but just like a radio station, it sometimes happens. So again, I apologize. All right, so we let it off with Hellion with Better Off Dead. You can find them on hellion.us and, of course, on Facebook at hellion.official. Just a note to people, Hellion with Crown of Earth, Psycho Prism, Scattered Hamlet is going to be at the Legendary Dobbs here in Philadelphia on October 19th. The doors open at 5:30 p.m. Next up was Lords of the Trident with the song Complete Control. Well, you can find them, of course, at, you know it, Facebook. And that's Lords of the Trident. Also, same name at .com for the main site. Buy the album, support the band. Want to thank Lord of PR for that band also. Then we had the most sick, twisted, demented band I can possibly come across so far. And let me use their music, Macabre, with the song Hitchhiker. You'll find them on Facebook at Official Macabre. Also at their main website, which is murdermetal.com, and also at Reverbernation Macabre. Now, moving right along to some tour dates. We've got the All Bad Things tour with Motley Crue and Alice Cooper. Right now, let's see here, they're going to be coming to October 10th, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, at the Chesapeake Arena. Also here in the kind of Atlantic City, Philadelphia region, the October 24th and the 25th at Borgata Events Center, Atlantic City, New Jersey. The 25th show is now officially sold out. There's limited seating available for the 24th show. Moving along, also for this area, TSO is going to be playing in the Philadelphia area at the Wells Fargo Center on, believe it or not, December 23rd. Two shows, 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Moving along, we've got Wolfsum. We played them last week, but they got a date here for September 20th. Go to the website, check it out. It's going to be overseas. Just give you that heads up now. Then we have Mach 22 on September 26th at the Legendary Dobbs. You know, they're going to be there for a great show, so definitely check them out. They just did a benefit show for Tina Schwartz. Next up, Macabre with Modern Life is War, Ringworm, and Panzer Fest. They're going to be at October 3rd at Foo Bar in St. Louis, Missouri. Speaking of Foo Bar, on the 26th of this month, there's going to be A Light Heading Home with In Donny Arms, Forevermore, and let's see, Enemies and I and All King's Horses will be playing. So check that out. Also, Macabre is going to be playing at the House Core Horror Fest in Austin, Texas on October 23rd. I do know they're going to be having Halloween shows, which I will find out the date. And obviously, it's Halloween, but I'll find out who's playing and where. But the Austin show is with Ringworm, Satyricon, Acid Witch, Panzer Faust, Alter and Punisher, and Sub Rosa. Moving right along, we've got people to check out FrozenDawn.com for the tour dates. I wasn't going to say them all because I can't pronounce any of the names. They're all, I think, in Finland and such. Next up, we've got Stitch Up Heart. Find them on Facebook / Stitch Up Heart Rock. They got a few gigs here on the 17th of this month. They're at Eat End with To Paint the Sky in Portland, Oregon. On the 18th, it's Blue Lamp with To Paint the Sky at Sacramento, California. The 19th, well, guess what? They're still traveling there. They're at Jerry's Pizza with To Paint the Sky at Bakersfield, California. Then they're going to be heading into Los Angeles, California on the 21st at Loaded Hollywood with Here Lies Hero, Art of Shock, Dinosaur Dick, and To Paint the Sky. Just to let people know, Blockbuster is a band, not the store. You can find them at, so you're going to be in Finland with Reckless Love on the 19th. Also, to let people know, we've got Hellion, again, is going to be at the Legendary Dobbs on the 19th. So definitely check that out. We also have Psycho Prism on the 19th of this month is doing a gig with, let's see here, John Jamerson, VH1, That Metal Show at 10th Street Live, Kellenworth, New Jersey. Moving right along, of course, Scattered Hamlet is going to be the Legendary Dobbs in Philadelphia. So you got all this information, folks. Lords of Triton on the 20th of this month in Madison, Wisconsin. They're going to be at the Frequency with Stella Luce and Sexy Esther. Just want to let people know, as we're coming down on our time here, this is going to be the last segment of the night. It's going to have Cataphria. I hope I said the name right. The song is called Spirits of the Black Forest. You find them on Facebook again. Then we're going to have Succubus, the Damned Underworld. Again, find them at succubus.metal. And also at their main site is succubus-metal.com. If you've been playing the Facebook game tonight, there was 29 of them said. That's 29 shots. If you do that, it's going to be at the ER or you're going to be dead on arrival. Maybe you did 29 sips of whiskey, you'll be somewhat okay. Maybe you did about 29 gulps of beer, you're at least three beers into it. So here we go, folks. Last two songs of the night. Enjoy.